The starting gun fires bright and early Thursday morning for the fourth annual running of the Maritime Race to Alaska. The 750-mile adventure marathon has been compared to the Iditarod, but with a chance of drowning, or getting eaten by a bear. Correspondent Tom Bonsi met some of the sailors at the start in Port Townsend, Washington.
Any size boat with any size crew can compete in the Race to Alaska as long as it has no motor and can get to Ketchikan self-supported. Entries range from cabinless catamarans and comfortable trimarans to day sailors, rowboats, several kayaks, and paddleboards. The all-female crew of Team Sail Like a Girl were doing last-minute outfitting of their 32-foot buoy racer on the eve of the competition. Skipper Jean Gusev of Bainbridge Island says she signed up for the challenge and to promote women in sailing.
We know that we're going to have to dig really deep and reconnect with that strong person that we know we all have inside, but maybe we don't always have the opportunity to meet her on a regular basis.
The Race to Alaska begins with a qualifying stage from Port Townsend to Victoria, and then around 36 teams begin racing in earnest on Sunday up the Inside Passage to Ketchikan. Race co-founder Jake Beatty says he never ceases to be amazed by the human spirit the watery marathon draws out.
There is incredible human stories in this one. That, I mean, no shortage of them, from the prone paddler.
Yes, an ex-U.S. Marine plans to stroke to Alaska on a 20-foot paddleboard using only his gloved hands.
To the team of under 20-somethings who might actually win the race, they're out of Portland. Mm-hmm. To the guy who we told him no, he couldn't race because he wasn't ready. But he trained all winter, lost 100 pounds, and now he's in the race.
Previous winners have sailed day and night to reach Ketchikan in around 4 days. As in years past, the top finisher earns $10,000. Second prize is a set of steak knives. I'm Tom Bonsi in Port Townsend, Washington.